Track 12.
9.2. Exercise 3. Part 2.
There's one advert I really like, partly because it's brilliantly put together.
And it's for?
Bacardi. It's set on a tropical island somewhere in the Caribbean. And there's this radio DJ who's broadcasting in a studio.
Oh, no. Not Ray on Reef Radio.
You've seen it too.
Yep. Detested, actually. All about some friend of Ray's who's leaving for the mainland and how he's going to miss his wonderful life on the island.
And you see what he's been up to. I adore the way the DJ, Ray, tells the storyline on air, and you see flashbacks of the other guy, like, I know you're going to miss the way they serve Bacardi around here. And you see a girl throw a glassful in the friend's face. Such a striking image, and totally unexpected.
I suppose ads do work well when they contain something out of the ordinary. I guess they stick in your mind that way.
Right. And of course, the ending itself is unforgettable and quite spectacular, isn't it? Seeing the friend sailing away on the boat, listening to all this on his radio, and then what does he do?
He dives off the deck and swims back to the island.
For another night on the town and a glass of...
Yes, yes. You know, I must admit that although I personally loathe the ad, it sells the product pretty well. It's got the right ingredients. You know, exotic location, powerful images.
So what didn't you like about it?
The characters themselves, I think. Especially Ray.
Oh, but come on. The very fact that you remember him now means he made an impact on you, which must mean that the ad has worked.
True enough. And what about you? You said it makes you laugh. Is that why you like it so much?
That. And the way it succeeds in telling a story in such a short time. I think that's quite clever, getting the message across like that. The music's great too.
But was it truly successful? I mean, dig into your pocket and buy a bottle?
Well, no, I don't drink spirits. I bet plenty of people were persuaded to rush out and buy some, though.